welcome to a unique, to a special yoga nidra practice. As you have probably already seen, this is going to be a longer session, and it is a advanced session, meaning I probably definitely would not teach this to someone who has never meditated, who has never practiced yoga nidra, to someone who isn't consistently doing the work. And I already know, I already trust that when this hears your ears, when this touches your heart, this is the time for you to deep dive. You are ready for it. You are brave enough, strong enough, courageous enough. There is some really deep medicine for you here today. So, this is a practice to really realize your core life purpose. It is a guided death meditation. And listen, I understand. Even as I just said that, I could feel the energies shift, right? But lean into it. Death is as beautiful as life, right? It is the cycle of life. We are born to die, as my dad has always taught me. So this is not, it is not a scary meditation, one that you're like, oh, death meditation? Bye. Of course, honor you, but I did want to just let you know that it is a bit of an intense session today, intensely beautiful and deeply medicinal. So whenever you are ready, as always, let's begin by lying down on your back in Shavasana and take these next few moments, maybe many moments, to gather all of your props, your cozies. Eventually, the goal is to become symmetrical, still, and fully supported, the most comfortable that you can be. So feather your nest, prop yourself up, cozy up in your little cocoon. Make little fidgets, adjustments, scratch an itch, adjust your hair, take off jewelry, give a little shimmy, maybe a tense and release, maybe a little breath hold, a big sigh, whatever you need. Maybe some intuitive tapping today. So tapping on your arms, maybe your belly, maybe that Jane Tarzan thoracic thump, fists on your chest. Whatever you need, let it be intuitive. Settle down and settle in. And if you haven't already, close down the eyes. Close all of those internal tabs, right? Starting to shut down, to enter in. Take a huge breath in through the nose. Fill the belly. Expand the ribs. Inflate the lungs. Hold when you get to the top for 3. Body stays soft, no resistance needed. 2, 1, through the mouth, a beautiful cleansing sigh. Empty out. Again, through the nose, long, slow, smooth, beautifully deep belly. Breath in. Fill up completely. Expand out through your edges and hold the breath. For 3, 2, shoulders soft, jaw soft, defurrow the brow, open the mouth, big sigh, big release, a letting go, a shedding here. Last one, in through the nose, fill up past your edges, feel that expansion, fill up out into the space around you, take up space and hold. In strength, in sovereignty, with softness, for 3, 2, 1, biggest sigh. What are you releasing? And let the body be breathed. if you could make yourself 2.6% more comfortable, what would you do? What could you do to invest in supreme comfort now? And once you've found or definitely are nearing that sweet spot, could you focus on the shape, the symmetry, and the heaviness of your body? And feeling the various points of contact where your body meets the surface below you. The back of the head, the skull weighing heavy. The right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the right elbow, left elbow, the right hand, left hand, the right buttock, soft, releasing, heavy, left buttock, the right calf muscle, the left calf muscle, the right heel, and the left heel. Feel all of these subtle points of contact together at once. And now pivot your internal awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of the natural breath, rising from the navel to the base of the neck with an inhalation, and then flowing back down to the navel during exhalation. This soothing, wave-like motion of the easy breath, rising from navel to the base of the neck as you inhale, falling back down to the navel as you exhale. Easy breath. And on your next in-breath, breathe from navel up to the third eye. Land here and pivot your awareness to dive deep right here, eyebrow center. What do you see? What do you feel when your awareness lands at the third eye, eyebrow center? And now allow yourself to see, to experience the image of a still mountain glacier lake. The mirror-like surface of the lake reflects the nearby glacier mountains and the forest. Even lotus flowers blossom nearby the shore. You can see pink lotus flowers, blue lotuses, white, even amidst the winter. Now say to yourself silently 3 times, allowing my words to become yours if you choose. I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. Now become aware of the heaviness of your right hand. feel a soothing wave of heaviness flowing from the right hand into the right hand thumb, to the second finger, third, fourth, right fifth finger. Wave of heaviness in the palm of the right hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, and upper arm. The right shoulder heavy, the armpit, the right side of the torso, the waist, hip, thigh, back of the thigh, right kneecap, back of the knee, the right shin bone, right calf muscle, inner ankle, outer ankle, right heel, and sole of the foot, top of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right fifth toe, the whole right side of the body, the whole right side. Now feel that heaviness in the left hand, soothing wave of heaviness flowing from left hand into the left hand thumb, to the second finger, third, fourth, left fifth finger. Heaviness in the palm of the left hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, and left upper arm. The shoulder is heavy. Left armpit, left side of the torso, waist, hip, thigh, back of the thigh, left kneecap, back of the knee, the left shin bone, left calf muscle, the inner ankle, outer ankle, heel, and sole, top of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left fifth toe, the whole left side of the body. Feel that wave of healing heavy flowing down from the top of the head, crown of the head, into the forehead, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the center of the brows, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, the nose, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, the entire nose, the upper lip, lower lip, space between lips, the right cheek, left cheek, right cheek bone, left cheek bone, the bones of the jaw, and the center of the chin, the throat, pit of the throat, through right collarbone, left collarbone, healing heavy through right chest muscle, left chest muscle, right nipple, left nipple, right lung, left lung, and heart center, middle of the chest, upper abdomen, navel point, lower abdomen, and the pelvic floor. Pelvic floor. The whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs at the same time, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, both arms at the same time, the front side of the body, the back, the shoulders, the neck, face and entire head, the whole body together, full body awareness, total body awareness. Envelop, encase, cocoon your entire body in awareness. Whole body, total body. Now pivot awareness to the subtle movements caused by breath. The subtle movements caused by the breath flowing in and breath flowing out of your body. Feel the muscles of respiration expanding during the inhalation and relaxing with the exhalation, causing the belly to gently rise and gently fall. Now pivot your awareness to the breath flowing in and out at the nostrils. And feel the sensation of air moving past the skin surrounding the nostrils. Feel the air being drawn in through both nostrils separately. Air drawn in through both nostrils separately during the inhalation and then uniting at eyebrow center. Then separating again and flowing out of the nostrils during the exhalation. Air drawn in through both nostrils separately, inhaling, uniting at brow center. Then separating again, air flowing out of the nostrils as you exhale. and feel the breath flowing in and out through both nostrils equally. Even if one nostril is more dominant than the other, visualize the breath flowing equally through both nostrils, in and out. And now begin mental alternate nostril breathing in the following way. Inhale left nostril, exhale right. Inhale right nostril, exhale left. Inhale left, exhale right. Inhale right, exhale left. Continue breathing in this way. Breath in and up one side, down and out the other. Stay here, breathe in and up. Opposite side, breathe out and down. Mental alternate nostril breathing. Breath traveling side to side. Remain softly and intimately aware of every breath. Now drop the mental alternate nostril breathing and once again focus on the breath flowing evenly and equally in and out through both nostrils together. Even nostril breathing. And once again, begin to perceive the inner space of Chidikash. Pivot the awareness to the space in front of your closed eyes. And see yourself walking down the stone streets of an ancient city, beside the banks of a sacred river. You are slowly making your way towards the riverbank, winding through a maze of exotic alleys and passageways. and you finally come out through a temple located directly beside the wide river flowing powerfully. And you see temple goers waving lights towards the river and even setting little banana leaf boats with a single flame inside to drift down her rapids. There is a large procession of people singing and adoring the river. You then notice the powerful glow of a large fire off to one side and a little ways away from everyone else. As you approach the blazing flames, you notice it is a funeral pyre with a corpse inside. A body being returned to the elements through fire. A natural, safe curiosity draws you nearer and nearer. And upon approaching, you see that the body being burned inside is actually your own. You are watching from outside yourself, neutrally looking at your body being turned to ash. This is not someone else's body. It is your own. But it is not you. You are standing outside your body, watching it slowly burn, being turned and transmuted back to the elements. See your limbs, your torso, your face, maybe hair, all being purified by Agni, by sacred fire. Since you are watching this, you could not have died. Your soul has left the body, as though it were like old worn-out clothing and nothing more. The pyre continues burning for the whole evening. And finally, when the fire has spent itself and all that remains of your former body is a handful of ashes, it is now nighttime, and from somewhere dark clouds have gathered in the sky. A clap of thunder and a cool breeze announces the incoming rain. As the first drops of rain fall like cool nectar on the earth itself is thrilled and emits an intoxicating aroma. The rain, the stars, and the moonlight continues to pour down on the ashes all night long. Finally, it is early morning and a red sun is rising on the eastern horizon, turning orange and golden yellow, rising and increasing in brightness to a yellowish white glow as it continues ascending into the sky, eventually coming to a place directly above your head. The orb of light above your head feels cool like the moon, but is brighter than a thousand suns. This orb of white light is now descending down towards your subtle body. As you experience a cool shower of sparks of light raining down from above, the light of the sun is now descending into your body and coming to settle in the lotus of your heart. Like an iridescent orb of light, emitting millions of cool healing rays, your whole body is filled with light from head to toe, glowing brightly as you say to yourself, I am peaceful. I am joyful. I am divine. Nectar is flowing from your feet, healing the earth, renewing and revitalizing all the various forms of life. Again, silently say to yourself, I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. I am ready to perceive my core life purpose. Now look at the ashes that were once your body and see them forming the shape of a new body made purely of white light. And from that light body, see a new physical body form, full of the power of spiritual awareness. The fear of death has lost its grip over you entirely. Now, you are truly free. Feel yourself back in your new body. Know that, feel that you are alive, you are healthy, you are full of life and inner strength. You still have the opportunity to complete the higher purpose for taking birth as this human being. Look beyond the surface level wants and desires and notice this intense, beautiful urge to return your body to action in order to achieve something of far greater meaning and importance. Just give yourself this moment to remain receptive to whatever it is that your soul wants to achieve, to experience, or complete more than anything else. With this outer form of the human body, see from the eyes of your new body, from the inside looking out, and feel the tremendous motivation, inspiration, momentum and liberation springing up from within you to fulfill your core life purpose. Now begin to extrovert your awareness, pivot back to the physical body, the waking state, and the five senses. Create a mental image of your surrounding environment, a mental image of your body lying in Shavasana. Listen to the various sounds. Feel the sensation of air and clothing touching the skin to the points of contact where your body meets the surface beneath you. And whenever you are ready, very gently, very slowly and sweetly, begin to reinitiate movement within your body. Deeper breaths, a big or little stretch, a wiggle, a tense and release, a smile. Take what you need. You can hug the knees in, give a little rock, a little roll before coming to your favorite side. Maybe you remain on your back, come to belly or bum to a seat. Pause. Notice what you feel. Notice how you are. How are you? What do you feel? Pause here as long as you need. What have you learned and realized in this infinite and beautiful life of yours? Take that with you. Step forward, move forward with grace, with awareness, with intention, with love and trust. You could never get this wrong. I'm proud of you. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. I send you all of the love. Take all of the time that you need, all of the space, all of the breath that you need. And this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Until next time, namaste, my friend.